We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Good afternoon, everybody. Welcome, Marks. And Reese, I'm John. He is Ike. Day after day after, the Eagles lose, but they still in second place in the division, just a half game out of the leader there, Ike. What's up, buddy?
Johnny Marks, holla at you, boy.
Yeah, the Cowboys are worse than the Eagles. If you watched that game last night, That defense is bad. The players are saying the coaches are unprepared. Mike McCarthy, he said that it was the best game plan they had all season.
Awesome.
Yeah. Yeah, Andy Dalton looked terrible last night. This division is there for the Eagles. And Ike, here's the thing. I'm hearing a lot of talk about whether fans even want the Eagles to make a run here, right? Like, I was listening to the morning show. I saw their Twitter poll where 40% of the people voted, and we're talking like 5,000 votes, that don't even care if the Eagles make a playoff run. Like, literally, they're like, yeah, I don't care. Doesn't matter to me. Like, not that they're totally juiced up for it. They literally are like, I don't care. It doesn't matter to me if they want to make the playoffs. And I can't understand that feeling unless, like our producer Jack Fritz, and he'll say this in a second, instead of focusing on making the playoffs with six wins, they're focused on what's best for the franchise long term, which is five wins and a potential top 10 pick, which can be one of the pillars that rebuild the offensive line to get a top corner or whatever. But I can't think like that. This is a team that can win the division, and that's what I want. Playoff experience for Carson Wentz and the young core that we're looking at right now is the most important thing for the franchise.
Yeah, I mean, and quite frankly, as a fan, I'd just rather see the team in the playoffs than not see them in the playoffs.
Seriously.
I mean, we wait around all year to watch this team play to see if they're going to have a shot in the postseason in a – win or go home scenario, and getting in the playoffs, anything can happen. I mean, Tennessee got in the playoffs on the last week of the season, right?
Yeah.
Were they not in the AFC championship game?
Yep, and look at them this year.
Okay. I mean, you know, that's just the way I look at it. And they had to go through New England and Baltimore. So it's not like they lucked up and got in, or they got to the AFC championship by not having to face top teams. They had to go up to Foxborough and win, and then they had to go take on the number one seed and the MVP in their house and win. And they got in at 9-7, last day of the season. So there's countless other examples where a team has been able to get on a run, and here's why I say I'd rather have that than not. See, people that are saying they don't really care about making the playoffs today is because they are looking at today's team. They're saying, what's the point? We don't have anybody. Everybody's hurt. We're going to do nothing but go in there and lose in the first round anyway. What's the point? And that's not how I'm looking at it. I'm looking at it this way. This team is going to get healthy as the season goes along. They're going to continue to get players back so they can be a much stronger team the last 6-7 weeks of the season than what you see right now.
I totally agree.
And they could be one of the hotter teams going into the playoffs.
They could win a playoff game.
Could be a dangerous team.
Yep.
Of course, you're playing at home. So I would much rather have that than a draft pick next year. And believe me, I understand the importance of the top 10 pick. I also want a franchise player in that. I can see where that would be enticing, where you would say, what's the point? This isn't a real Super Bowl contending team, so what's the point of making the playoffs?
If you can't win the Super Bowl, then get your starting right tackle of the future.
Right. I hear that, but then I say to myself, well, first of all, we don't know who they would take with that pick and whether or not that player can play.
That's also the problem.
So, and to me, the quarterback is still the most significant piece you have. And if you plan on winning another title, then him playing in the postseason and making it through a game, win or lose, is still more meaningful than a player you could take there, right? You would still have the ability, even if you're the last team in, which would make you what? Because it's 14 teams in now. Mm-hmm. So you would say you have the 17th pick this year. Mm-hmm. Right? Say you're the worst team that gets in the playoffs, because then it goes by record.
Sure.
Once you get in the playoffs.
And they would have the worst record.
Obviously, they would have the worst record of anybody getting in. So now you got the 17th pick. Now, I believe they go by record once you're in the playoffs and not whether or not you won your division. I believe it's by record.
Okay.
So just going by that theory, you got the 17th pick. If there's someone that you're in love with that much that you want to move up to the top 10, then move up to the top 10 and get him.
Right.
Then move up to the top 10 and get him.
Yeah, I mean, like, there's something to be said for, I know some people don't believe in this, but forward momentum, right? If you're at the end of the season and you're able to go on a run to win 7 games, make the playoffs, maybe win a playoff game. I know last year the whole thing with Carson Wentz, he needs playoff experience.
He got knocked out.
And he got knocked out right away. But you know what happened? He also played the last 4 games of the season, which gave him confidence. And I know he started out this year slow, but still, it gave confidence to where it's like, all right, this dude can do it. We're seeing him do it right now. If they're able to get in the playoffs after everything that's going on right now, I mean, he's on his third and fourth string offensive line. There's 2 starters left from the beginning of the season. Jason Kelce, the center, right? Forward momentum. They make a playoff run. He gains experience. This team gains experience. I feel better next year as they kind of regroup and retool this team. It's very important.
Because now you get a chance to see him with a full complement of players around him. It's hard to judge him. It's hard to judge this team right now with these players you're going out there to play with. So this, I'm assuming, wouldn't be what you're ending the season with. So it's different than what you had last year making the playoffs. If you're ending the season with a healthy Miles Sanders, a healthy DeSean Jackson, a healthy Dallas Goedert, healthy Zach Ertz, a healthy Isaac Seumalo, a healthy Lane Johnson, right? We're ending the season. Healthy Jason Peters playing right guard, not left tackle.
Well, I mean, really, I mean,
we got our left tackle. As of today, we do. He's over there. Leave him there. Leave him there.
Yeah, agreed.
Let him keep getting better. So, Jason, you got your money. Now you're going to play where I tell you to play.
And give it back if you go back to right guard.
No, you go back to right guard, or either you take your ball and you leave and go home.
And that's it.
For the rest of the season. Like, we tried it your way. Now you're going to do it our way. So either you play right guard or you go home.
Yeah. We'll IR you.
Yeah.
We'll maybe leave out we'll a just, story we'll just, that you don't want to move. Which
yeah, whatever. No, we ain't got to do anything. You're going home. My lot is the left tackle as of now.
215-592-9494.
And so I think that's more of a value to your team moving forward. It's not, to me, it's not about false hope and how he gets to keep his job and Doug gets to keep his job. First of all, I mean, it would be unfair to fire Doug with the players he has to coach right now.
Yeah, I agree.
And Howie, if you're happy about anything, if it stays status quo, now Howie has a reason to keep his job. Because I would imagine these young players are contributing.
Playing better, yep.
So
Rager comes back.
No one's getting fired. So that's not a motive to me to not win games just so you can fire Howie Roseman or Doug Peterson. I don't think these guys are getting fired.
But a draft pick. It's
top
it's,
10. I hear you.
It's tantalizing. Jack Fritz, this is such a millennial take that you'd rather have the 8th or the 9th pick in the draft. But that's what Jack's saying. Jack, even a playoff run for Carson Wentz doesn't get you enough.
No, I actually think that making the playoffs would be a disaster for this team. That's where I'm at with this team.
A disaster?
It would be a disaster. Carson Wentz already has playoff experience. This whole idea that all of a sudden he's going to get in the playoffs. Carson Wentz is going to get in the playoffs and forget how to play football if he's never experienced playoff football before is crazy. Like, this guy has played in the league for 5 years. He what he did in December last year is more impressive than what he did in the Super Bowl year.
That was like the playoffs.
That's a playoff experience. What he's doing right now is more important than the playoff experience. He's winning with absolute – well, not winning. They're still losing.
Yeah, he is.
They're winning. They're moral victorying themselves into a better position.
But if they had 7 wins, they would be winning.
Right. Like, dude, I get it. Like, this whole notion of making the playoffs is so adorable by you two. Like, oh, we're going to make the playoffs. It's going to be so fun. We get a home playoff game. You never know what could happen in the playoffs.
That's
you know
right.
what I care about? I care about talent. And this team has absolutely no talent. You mentioned the 17th pick, right? Mm-hmm. Who was the 17th pick in last year's draft?
I don't know.
CeeDee Lamb was the 17th pick in last year's draft. Would you rather have CeeDee Lamb here or Jalen Reagor or / Jalen Hurts?
Yeah, but you would still have
CeeDee Lamb.
Which was more important, making the playoffs last year in a Fugazi division or CeeDee Lamb?
As it turned out, getting CeeDee Lamb would have been better.
But I'm supposed to sit here. You could have traded up to get CeeDee Lamb.
I'm supposed to sit here and be okay with a crap team making the playoffs in a crap division over actually making the future of my roster better. This blows my mind.
Everything I heard on the morning show from people this morning, I just can't believe.
I always want to make the playoffs.
Well, listen, and sometimes I'm like, you know what, I don't care, give me the higher draft pick, but this isn't one of these occasions, right? Like, if they are in playoff position, that means their young players have played well and they're gaining experience. That's more important than Howie with a dartboard, with a blindfold on, throwing a dart at whoever he's going to pick. This isn't the first overall pick.
Right.
But you're getting the 9th
You're not
pick?
Taking a quarterback.
No, there's a big drop-off between 5 and 9 or 10. A big drop-off. So now you have to draft the right player. I don't know if Howie can do that. Give me the damn experience. 215-592-9494. It's Marks and Reese. 215-592-9494. What is more important to the future of the franchise?
If the Cowboys would just put us out of our misery, we wouldn't have to have these discussions.
No, Eagles are going to win this division. The Cowboys are bad, man.
Yeah, the Cowboys won't put us out of our misery. They're going to keep us around here. We're going to win this division.
The Giants may be kept around, and the Washington football team might be kept around.
Oh, yeah, believe me, everybody is in this thing.
Marks and Reese, we start with you coming up. It's a Trey Day on Tuesday. Trey Thomas in studio from 3 to 4 o'clock.
I know big fella want to make the playoffs.
Of course.
Yeah.
Yeah, he doesn't have the fan thing that, you know, he always wants to win
games. Yeah, we don't think about the future of the franchise. We just, you know, we all we think about is winning next week, right? That's where we're at.
Yeah.
Damn right. This is Philadelphia, Jack. This is what we do. We win games. We don't not win games.
I don't know where you're from.
Yeah.
Is that why you have Philly guy in your bio?
You're damn right. Marks and Reese on 94 WIP. Start with your phone calls next. All right, Marks and Reese, we are back, and you know we kept telling ourselves that the division was there for us, but I don't think anybody really believed it because you were waiting for the Cowboys to get their act together. Then Dak Prescott goes down, but Andy Dalton is still looked at as a reliable backup, a good signing by the Cowboys, right? Mm-hmm. And he looked shot last night, Andy Dalton. He looked totally shot.
Well, yeah. Listen, it didn't help that Zeke fumbled the ball.
Yeah, it was a
back-to-back possession.
It was
right?
It was a terrible all-around effort. Yeah, defense, offense.
Yeah, you don't want Andy throwing you to victories.
No,
you want to be able to run that ball and then let him use the play action. And
he looks slower. I mean, I don't know if it's just perception because they're not having success. He looks like a different player.
Yeah, I mean, yeah.
Yeah, he does, right?
Yeah,
not just me.
I'm surprised. I was surprised at how bad he looked last night.
Oh, he's no Nick Foles.
Well, that's obvious.
Yeah. Yep. So the Cowboys give him a huge contract 2 years before they had to. Mm-hmm. Meanwhile, Derrick Henry, who looks like the best back in the league, just got a 3-year contract from Tennessee, and he took it. And, like, you know, they're happy. Now Dallas is wondering what the hell they're going to do. And we'll talk more about Dallas coming up because there's turmoil going on from within the locker room there.
Get your damn act together.
But our Twitter question is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. If you're thinking of getting engaged, you have to visit Mark's Jewelers and their 25,000-square-foot showroom online, marks-jewelers.com. And Jack Fritz is happy, Ike, because it's almost a 50-50 split. We asked you.
It's a good poll.
Yeah, it's a good poll. Why is this not coming up when I – sorry, I'm just trying to bring it up here on the Twitter, and it's not bringing up. It's like you guys – did you block me, Jack?
Yeah, the first thing I did this morning was
which would be
me.
More important to the future of the franchise, Eagles' top 10 pick or Wentz playoff experience? Right now it's 47-53. They want the playoff experience. Let's go to the phones. We have Eric in San Diego. Eric, go ahead, man. What's up?
Yo, guys. What's happening?
Hey, Eric.
What's up, Eric?
What's up, Ike? So I gotta just start off by saying, man, I love the caller-on-caller crime on this show.
We get a lot of that.
Yeah, you know, yesterday, the Andy and Deptford and Mad Mike, and I got to say, I like both those guys. I usually agree with their opinions because they're on the hashtag Fire Howie train just like me. but they got to come up with some better material, man. You know, disparaging a guy because he's from, you know, calling him a loser because he's from Deptford, that's weak.
That's weak, right?
Yeah, I don't even know what that means.
Well, you know, yeah, it's weak, man. It's like saying that Wade from Chester's a loser because he's from Chester. So, you know, I mean,
yeah, I don't know if Mad Mike really knows if Deptford anything about Deptford.
You tried to lead me down a path there, didn't you, Eric? Yeah.
What's happening, fellas? How y'all doing?
Yeah, I was, you know, I was trying to take a shot at Wade there. We all just know he's a loser because he's a hater and a Cowboys fan too, isn't he? But
probably.
Yeah. Well, anyway, my point is to get to answer your question. I can respect your opinion about wanting to make the playoffs, like, but I can't have any built-in excuses for Jeffrey Lurie to not can this guy. I'm tired of banging my head against the wall. I called you guys back in the beginning of the pandemic and right before the draft. I said I thought he had a chance with 10 picks to really redeem himself, and I was expecting him to get one of the, you know, two of those receivers out of that top 10 group of guys that everybody kind of knew were like the dudes. And he just went after Rager, and then he waits till round six or whatever to take these, you know, dart shots at these guys who will probably never amount to anything. And he takes a developmental quarterback in round two, a developmental guy in round three that hasn't seen the field when the team had immediate needs. He just misjudges everything. How do you not draft a running back when you have 10 picks? What GM in the league would have been comfortable, other than him, going into the season with Boston Scott and Corey Clement as the primary backups?
Well,
the guy that
he really, a lot of what you said is right.
Good point.
But they also were looking at veteran running backs. Now, the fact they didn't get somebody is really all that matters, right? But, I mean, they did look.
Yeah.
It's just that Carlos Hyde wanted too much money. They didn't want to pay him. They wanted somebody to come in here more or less on the minimum.
And I get that, John, but that's why you draft a guy, because if you know ahead of time that Freeman and Fournette and whatever, any of those guys would have been asking $4 million and you didn't want to pony that up, that's why you just take a guy in round four. I mean, look at the league. The whole league has running backs that were taken. Aaron Jones,
Second running backs on teams are good.
Yeah, here's the thing, Eric. You don't need to take a and thanks for the call, Eric. You don't need to take a project with your second pick and your third pick. Like, they basically took a backup quarterback who's not ready to play quarterback yet, and they took a linebacker
who's not ready to play linebacker yet.
Like, you took developmental projects when you could have taken a running back in the third round.
Could have.
You could have taken a offensive lineman in the second round or a Logan Wilson in the second round. Like, You selected players that aren't even ready to help you this year, even if you're a team that's building for the future. He's right about the running back position. I don't care what you hoped for with Miles Sanders. You don't leave yourself relying on Boston Scott and Corey Clement, who's coming back off an injury. Like, that's what you left yourself with. And a couple of undrafted running backs. Killens, Holyfield, the kid out of Cincinnati they had here. I don't even know if he's still here. Michael Warren, is that his name?
I don't think
so.
The
running back.
They have Huntley.
You went and traded for him or something. They picked him up off waivers.
He was a waiver.
Yeah, waivers. Like, look at the backup running back situation. And there was opportunities out there to get a Leonard Fournette, to get a Devontae Freeman.
Mm-hmm.
There was opportunities out there to get a Carlos Hyde. You mean to tell me Carlos Hyde would rather go to Seattle than come here?
Is he even playing?
Sparingly.
Yeah, not really. So back to his original point, which was I want them to lose because I want Howie fired. Here's the thing. Howie's not getting fired.
Yeah, he's not getting fired.
Right. Like, so.
But he also can't not want a higher draft pick because the guy picking him you don't fully believe in. Like,
sure.
If you have a better chance of hitting on a top 10 pick than you do anywhere else in the draft.
Yeah, I mean, now listen, each caller's going to have his own preference as to why they don't want him to make the playoffs. And there are people out there like Eric and Mike, we know, who always calls about Howie Roseman, who want or who believe if the Eagles don't have success this year, then Jeffrey Lurie will have to get rid of Howie Roseman. No, he doesn't. No, he doesn't. He has every built-in excuse to not get rid of anybody, quite frankly, this year.
Yep.
If that's what he wants to ultimately do. If he's looking for a reason to not fire anybody, this is a year that you have plenty of reasons to not fire anybody.
Yeah. Oh, listen, between the injuries, COVID, and the fact that they won the Super Bowl in 2017, neither one of these guys
are going
anywhere.
And with the three straight playoffs.
Like, wait, believe me, I understand what fans are saying about Howie Roseman. Just in reality, he's not going anywhere. So here's what I would say to somebody like Eric is the root that Jeffrey Lurie realizes that there's an issue and that Howie needs some help. Because Howie's not going to be fired, but Howie needs some help with draft picks. And here's the other thing with this year's draft. As much as I hate the Jalen Hurts pick, right? Like, I mean, I think Reagor can be a player. Hightower might be able to be a player, right? Hopefully
he catches
Taylor,
the ball. Whenever he catches it, he's going to be a player.
But
that's for sure.
I'm not closing the door on the draft yet like I already have on some of the other drafts because the players either aren't good or they're not here anymore, right? I'm not going to close the book on that yet.
Well, we've closed it on Andre Dillard.
Yeah, I'm done with him. And not even J-Jaw. I'm not even done with J-Jaw yet.
You're the one.
Positive on J-Jaw.
Out.
Who else is positive on J-Jaw with me? Jack?
No. But, no. I mean, he is a great ball blocker.
I'm out. No. I tried to be on the J-Jaw wagon. No.
Didn't go well.
No.
Well, you went J-Jaw breakout season. I'm not going breakout season. I'm going J-Jaw contributor.
Matter of fact, how are my breakout seasons going?
Well, Sidney's actually having a great year in Jacksonville.
He had a terrible week last week.
Oh, did he?
Yeah, he gave up like 120 yards.
Back to Sidney, huh?
Yeah.
Barnessa showing.
What about Derek Barnett?
Josh
Sweat has already taken his position.
He's better. Yeah, I don't think Derek Barnett has set a stat. Last 2 weeks, zero tackles, zero sacks, zero QB hits. Last 2 weeks.
There you go. Yeah. Breakout season going well.
I actually like him, too.
Let's have me not pick anybody else to have a breakout season.
Let's go to Izzy in Allentown. Izzy, what are you looking for from the Eagles, the pick or a playoff run? What's going on, man? Izzy?
I would say the pick, man. Can you guys hear me?
Yeah, we got you.
We got you.
Yeah, I would say the pick, even though Howie would probably mess it up, man, but I don't know. Like, the playoff experience, man, just be more frustrating to me.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, watching games where, like, I'm going to tell you guys, Pittsburgh, I was like, yeah, we're losing this game. Now, it's not because I'm negative. It's just because you're optimistic. You're looking at what you got against a team like Pittsburgh. I'm like, we're losing this game. Then I start watching the game, and I'm like, are they about to come back?
Mm-hmm.
And then the way we lost is just frustrating. And then the same thing against the Ravens is frustrating. So the
sure
last thing I would want after Christmas – right, and after New Year's, after my hangovers, is to watch this team almost win, but still lose due to either like a dumb play call or just, you know, maybe some crazy.
Or maybe the other team's just better, Izzy.
Hey, Izzy, now imagine this. Wild card weekend, Saturday and Sunday. You got triple headers going on both days. You know you want to be a part of that triple header. You're going to want to be a part of Wild Card Weekend. Mm-hmm. Three games Saturday, three games Sunday, 1 o'clock, 4 o'clock, 8 o'clock, Philadelphia. We're getting one of those 8 o'clock games.
Ike, you would have been an amazing salesperson, you heard?
How about this? How about this? Because this is also a possibility. The Eagles would be the 4 seed by default because if you win this division, you're the 4 seed. You know who we could be coming in, who we could have coming in that weekend.
Let's make some noise. Come on.
Uh-oh. Don't you want that? Carson Wentz versus Nikki Six. Eagles versus Chicago. Come
I'm tired
on,
of
man.
Joe Giglio.
Come on, man.
It's funny. I was just lining up this.
L.
The minute you put Nick Foles out there, that's what
people
you think.
People don't want that?
No, of course.
I would love it.
I would love it.
I would love it. It'd be our own mini Super Bowl.
Ultimately.
This would be a bigger deal than the Super Bowl, though.
This would be bigger than the Super Bowl.
Yeah, finally settling
at least
it once
for that
and
week
for all.
It would be for that
only,
week.
Only in Philadelphia will we make it bigger than the Super Bowl, man. The once and for all week.
No, but yeah, we can't debate it anymore because the once and for all week. That's
Nick
been settled.
Versus Carson.
We did put in the contract for once and for all week unless they play in the playoffs.
Right, unless we decide otherwise is what it said.
Oh, I am praying for it.
No, but like
I'm praying for it.
There's two things to to wanting the Eagles to make a playoff run, right? It's the experience that Carson Wentz, and it's not just Carson Wentz in an aging roster where it doesn't matter. It's Carson Wentz, and it's really the skill guys. The youngest players on the team are the wide receivers and Miles Sanders, right? Yeah. So you have that, but then you also have...
Well, you got Travis Fogle.
But that's what I'm saying.
He's part of the group now.
Well, no, the wide receivers. So you have the wide receivers and you have the running back, right?
Okay, yep.
So the offense is very important for gaining experience. But then the other thing is, you're a fan at the end of the day. And I understand wanting the high draft pick, but like you just said it, could you imagine Eagles win the division? Now it's wild card weekend, home playoff game at the Link. Maybe there's 10, 15,000 or no thousand in there now, right? And Nick Foles is coming in the town.
Oh, man. Come on, man.
Or we could watch the game and then wait for April and May for the draft pick.
We can watch Nick Foles play on Saturday.
Let's go to Matt.
Yeah, I don't want to do that.
Matt in Bucks County, what's more important, man? What's going on?
First of all, for me, it's going to be the playoffs, and I would love to see Nick Foles versus Carson Wentz. That would just be like...
Oh, man.
That would be like the main event, man.
Yes.
But I just wanted to call and say, I was looking at stats the last night, and I saw the Eagles are passing the ball almost 40 times a game. That is ridiculous.
Listen, wait until Thursday night to see how many times we throw it.
It's going
to
be 50 times a game for the next 2 weeks.
Here's the other thing. Carson Wentz is the second leading in rushing yards on our team right now.
Mm-hmm.
That is insane. So people are saying Carson's not getting the job done. Yes, he is. So those people just need to be quiet because I've been hearing them all, like, you know, on Twitter, you know, all throughout.
I think a lot of it's on Twitter, Matt, because we haven't actually talked to a real person outside of maybe Jillio who said it, right? But it hasn't been a caller that called in and was ripping outside of Max Kellerman and
Elliot and
Twitter
Joe.
And Elliot and Joe, yeah.
And Elliot wasn't really ripping him.
No.
But I caught the one tweet that's all I needed to see.
It's almost like he couldn't help himself but to put that out there.
Yeah, and I couldn't help myself yesterday. I got to be honest. I was proud of myself for 5 weeks. I had not been just defending Carson Wentz. By the way, there was no reason to defend him the first 3 weeks of the season. But even with him playing better over the last couple of weeks, I haven't felt the need to come out and do that, right? I just been laying low and letting it just all take its natural course. But then yesterday, it was something about not praising the guy for being a guy that, man, that's a foxhole guy. That's a guy I want to go play with. That's a guy I will go play with on Sunday.
The Philly guy.
Yeah, man. Like, that's what I got from Sunday's game. Seriously, man. And true to this fan base, 90-plus percent of this fan base got it.
Mm-hmm.
90-plus percent of this fan base got it. But then there's that small portion out there that can't help themselves. That's what they needed to focus on.
Yeah, I mean, Ike, we're all Eagles fans in this together for the most part, right? But
supposedly.
I just don't understand how, like you had said, you watched that game on Sunday and you're saying to yourself, like, well, listen, I don't know about anything else, but I know I got my quarterback right here. I mean, you know it. With the flaws and the injury stuff or whatever else, but for, like, you know that you don't have to worry about him wanting to win and being a leader and going out there and giving 100%.
Yes.
And getting his ass kicked again.
It matters to him. Damn, don't we want it to matter to these guys?
As opposed to Aaron Rodgers, who throws a couple of picks and just more or less gives up.
Yeah, or, hell, how about some of these players? How many of these guys are fighting to get back on the field?
Jason Peters.
You know what I'm saying? Like, it's almost like, well, what's if the prognosis is, what, 4 to 6 weeks or 4 to 8 weeks? I'm gonna go ahead and take that 8 weeks.
Yeah, and that's
just to make sure I'm 100% healthy.
215-592-9494. Mark, actually, let's get one more in here before we hit the break. Rasheem in North Philly. What's up, Ra?
Hey, what's up? How you guys doing?
What up, Ra?
What's up? You know what? I don't understand how people are, you know, called football fans
and then you know, want to see your team lose. Like, you know, I like being right about a lot of things, but I love being wrong about the Eagles. So if I'm saying, you know, the Eagles are a bad team, or if they prove me wrong, I'm not going to come on the radio and consistently push a narrative of I want people to be fired so my opinion could be proved right. Mm-hmm. Like, what type of football fan are you? Like, you can't tell me you're a football fan when you have opinions like this. It doesn't make no sense. And, you know, moving forward, like you said, man, once you get players healthy, against the Dallas Cowboys, we're going to be almost at full strength on offense, hopefully, with Lane Johnson, Dallas Goedert, and Jalen Reagor come back. After what I've seen of, you know, Dallas Cowboys continuously getting ran up on, like, tell me how you don't want to win a division. The Washington sucks. The Giants suck.
Yep.
So at the end of the day, if we win or lose, we're still going to have the same record. So why wouldn't you want to set yourself up right. in a position to win?
Well,
it's like, damn if you do, damn if you don't. Our record's still going to be the same. We're going to win a division at, what, 5 or 7 wins. You're still going to be in the position to have, what, a top 15 pick either way. So why not just go for it?
No, not if you make the playoffs.
Yeah,
that's the thing.
The record, yeah. You're a
playoff team.
Yeah, you're one of the 12. Well, no, it's 14. You're one of the 14 teams that – so you couldn't be any higher than 17.
Right.
Actually, not wanting this team to make the playoffs and get a top 10 pick is actually showing you're more of an Eagles fan than wanting this team to make the playoffs and not get a top 10 pick. Like, if we're being serious, I mean, we care so much about the future of the franchise, getting talent around the quarterback, rather than faking this whole, oh, Jordan Mailata is going to get playoff experience because he's going to forget how to play in football when he gets to the playoffs. Like, get me the pick and help the team out.
It's not just about the playoff game. It's about the run. It's about achieving something, even though it wasn't a great year. It's about winning. It's about all those things, right? Like, you need that. That's important for Wentz. It's important for the rest of the players.
Yeah, and I got to be honest with you. Getting in the playoffs, getting a home playoff game, and potentially having a matchup that could be the Chicago Bears, yeah, that's better than a draft pick.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
It is.
I just think that's
yeah. And we would beat the Bears here. You know it and I know it.
Don't let Foles get in the playoffs.
Listen, Nikki Six, that tall cup of water would be standing back there. He won't be able to escape. And Jim Schwartz would bring the house every play against him.
Who would bring the
Jim Schwartz.
You sure?
And we're going to put Darius Slay on Allen Robinson, who's used to going up against him twice a year in Detroit. And what else does the Chicago have?
Not much.
Right? Who's their running game?
David Montgomery's not any good. Their other wide receiver's not any good.
Come
Jimmy
on,
Graham
man.
Is a shell of himself.
I'll take Mailata against Khalil Mack.
Yeah, but you know Nick has this weird thing about winning, man. Winning ugly.
Oh, listen. I hear you. And it would be for all of us in the LTBB. Boy, if we were to lose to Nikki Six in the playoffs.
I just don't know if I could handle
losing. Ooh-wee.
You know what I mean?
Oh, Joe G and Elliot. Oh, my goodness.
That would be the funnest day of radio ever, the day after that game, regardless. 215-592.
But I'm willing to subject myself to that.
See, if I had a choice, I would say that.
Because I'm betting on. Listen, Carson.
Send Chicago elsewhere.
Carson would kill everybody over there to win that game.
Yeah, but what Doug is showing up for the game.
It's a good point.
Yeah. 2-point conversion.
I will have something on my face for sure.
215-592.
Come on, man. Unnecessary.
Yeah, just do the ooh boy.
Ooh boy.
Yeah. 215-592-9494. Most important for this Eagles franchise right now, a playoff run or a top 10 pick? It's Marks and Reese coming up. There is some big turmoil in Dallas right now. We'll get into it. Players are turning on the coaches. That's coming up next. Marks and Reese on 94 WIP.
Hey, no one does football like FanDuel Sportsbook in partnership with Valley Forge Casino. And if you've never tried FanDuel Sportsbook, then here's something you won't want to miss for Week 7 of pro football. Right now, new users can get an exclusive plus 1,500 odds boost on either team in this week's divisional rivalry, New York versus Philadelphia. You heard that right. You can bet $10 to win $150 on either team to win this game. Now, right now, the Eagles are a 3.5-point favorite at home. That line opened up at around 6, and it has gone down quickly due to some of the injuries that the Philadelphia team has. But I tell you, the quarterback of this Philadelphia team is playing much better, and they usually play well against their division rival, New York. I like the home team minus the points in this one. And with FanDuel Sportsbook, incredible odds are just the beginning. They got a simple app, live betting on every game, and exhilarating bet types such as same-game parlays, where you combine multiple bets from one game into a single parlay. And once you win on FanDuel Sportsbook, they'll get you your winnings in as little as 24 hours. So if you've never tried FanDuel Sportsbook, it's time to get off the sidelines and make a bet. Download FanDuel Sportsbook app today and use promo code Ike to make your first deposit to claim your exclusive plus 1,500 odds boost on either New York or Philadelphia to win Thursday's primetime matchup. That's promo code Ike, FanDuel Sportsbook. More ways to win.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.